You know, one of the earliest stories in recorded human history is found in the book of Genesis in the Bible. And it sounds like this. The Lord said to Abraham, "Go from your country and your family and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." The word of the Lord. Here we find a reoccurring theme, a reoccurring biblical theme that is one of blessing and call and movement. Blessing and call and movement. We are blessed, but we are never blessed in isolation. God always expects us to use our blessings as a means to bless others. Or as we say at Trinity Lutheran Church, we are blessed to be a blessing. Blessing and call. And finally, movement. God and your Fitbit expect you to move every day. And in some ways, our Pentecost lesson for today is simply a continuation of the call of Abraham and Sarah. Now, Pentecost is a strange and ancient story. It is as difficult for us to understand as it was for those who observed it, those who had no explanation and so attributed it to too much drinking. 50 days after Easter, God was up to something. God was still on a mission, the mission to change the world, to make the lives of humans more enjoyable, more peaceful, healthier. It was the same mission God had always had, but this was kind of like Windows 10 or the iPhone 8. This time, God had been trying for thousands of years, and this time, God was trying with the Jesus movement. God was again setting out on a plan to change the world. But if this project was ever going to get underway, then the followers of Jesus needed to get moving. There would be no benefit in sitting around remembering the good old days with Jesus. It would be like a high school reunion that is fun and interesting, but not very productive. And Christianity was never meant to be a high school reunion. There would be no benefit in remembering the good old days, fishing with Jesus and feeding 5,000 and healing the sick and annoying the religious people. Wasn't that fun? No, if the followers of Jesus did not get moving into the future, then there would be no movement, no Jesus movement, no progress, no grace to abound to all. Christianity would not take root, and the world would not be changed. The Spirit of God took over and helped the early followers to move away from Easter, to move away from Jerusalem, to move away from the past to a future that God had imagined. Leave it, Abraham, leave it and go. You see, 4,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago or even today, there is only one way to live, and that is forward. Forward into the future. Informed by the past, yes, but not bound to the past. Learning from the journey, yes, but not being paralyzed by past defeats or regrets or shame or grudges that we will not let go of. You see, Pentecost announced something new. Pentecost invites us not to remember a historical event, but to take our place in line, to seize the day, to heed God's calling to change the world for the better and to change the world for good. And so this is a day to celebrate God's activity in the world right now, because God continues moving us forward, and we are invited, all of us, to join the movement. We are called forth to new ventures and new horizons. When you send forth the Spirit, we are renewed. God's Spirit is alive and moving among us. And so this morning we are celebrating God's activity in the world. And despite what you see on the evening news, The world is getting better. We are becoming more tolerant and more peaceful and less violent, and people are living longer and better than at any time in human history. Is there work to be done? Yes, there's lots of work to be done, and that's why we're here together. God's activity in the world? I don't know, Pastor Jim. I just don't see it. Then open your eyes. On the glass windows in the back of the sanctuary, you see checks that were written this week. Checks to benevolent causes near and far, $23,000 worth of checks. And add to that the check for $114,000 that our church family will provide for the next generation as they go off to college. Can we change the world? Consider this. 25 students, yes, 25 students will be attending college this fall, supported by Trinity Lutheran Church scholarships. By changing those 25 lives, we can change the world. After all, Jesus started this entire movement with less than 25 people. And in a week, there will be another grand celebration right here in this sanctuary, as the graduating class of the Trinity Preschool will process right down that center aisle. And we know that these little ones are destined to achieve great things next year in kindergarten. Those preschoolers will be the high school graduating class of 2031. By giving them a foundation for learning, by teaching them to follow directions, by singing with Mr. Carl, by experiencing the love of God in this place, they are better prepared for school and better prepared to change the world for good. And there is more. As 8 of our young people will be affirming their baptisms this morning at the 11 o'clock service, 8th graders who will be in high school next year, 8th graders who want to follow Jesus, the one who started a movement that changed the world. When you send forth your spirit, we are renewed, creation is renewed, and our world is changed for the better. So if you're very young this morning, or if you're very old, God still has a word for you. God is not done with you. God is still working on you and on the world that God loves. Think now for a moment, if you will, of your life. Think of your life as story. A story that has only just begun. A story with a prologue. And here is the prologue. You were loved before you were born. Your birth was highly anticipated, longed for. Your due date was circled on the calendar. Your parents imagined your likeness. They were struck with wonder as you were taking shape deep inside of your mother's womb. They talked to you and sang to you when you were still in the womb. Your birth was anticipated, longed for. Your mother put herself in great danger, laboring mightily to bring you into this world. Think of your life as a story that has just begun, a story with a prologue, and that prologue was God. God was in your beginning. And what a masterpiece of creation you are. How could it be? How could it be that you are unique in every detail from every human being that has ever existed? The studies of DNA, the Genome Project, offer us a fascinating insight into the amazing creativity and mystery of our God. The genetic variation between all the people of the world is almost non-existent. Humans anywhere on the planet, of any race, at any time in human history, are almost identical. On average, in the DNA sequence, humans are 99.9% identical. And yet, no two humans have ever been identical in their DNA sequence. Humans have 3 billion genetic building blocks or base pairs that make us what we are. Did you hear that? 3 billion. Now, just to give you some perspective on that number, if you started counting right now and you did nothing but count, no eating, no sleeping, no video games, no Facebook, if you just counted 24 hours a day, it would take you, well, let's see, how long do you think it would take you to get to just 1 billion? Well, here's the answer according to Mr. Google. It would take you 31 years, 251 days, 7 hours, 46 minutes, and 40 seconds to reach 1 billion. It would take you 95 years to reach 3 billion. How great, how creative is our God? Humans have 3 billion genetic building blocks or base pairs that make us what we are. And yet, even though you are nearly identical to the person sitting next to you in your genetic code this morning, you are entirely unique in the history of the world. Think of your life as a story. Somehow, in your prologue, God imagined you, and God uniquely created you. Your story has just begun. It's just begun. Oh, I know there are days when you thought that middle school would last for an eternity. And you might be thinking that about this sermon right about now. But in reality, it's gone in an instant. Life is long, and yet it is very short. If you were born in the United States in the year 2000 or later, then the odds are 50-50 that you'll live to be 100 years old. For our confirmands, that means 13 years down, 87 years to go. It's only just begun. For our high school seniors, that means 18 years down and 82 years to go. Your story has just begun. Having said that, there are probably some in the sanctuary that should not buy green bananas. Now, what do we want you to know, our students today? To all of our students here today, we want you to know that we are very, very proud of you. We want you to know that we need you and we believe in you. And there's more. God has called you. That's right. The one who created all life and gave you your life has called you. God needs you. God has called you to live a life and to live it abundantly. But there's a catch. There's only one way to live that life, and that way is forward. So based on God's teachings, I would like to propose a way forward for all of us. The first step in every part of your journey should be giving thanks. Thankfulness is beautiful. It's uplifting. I got to tell you that it's a joy. It's an absolute joy to be around people who are truly thankful. Open your eyes and see all that you've been given. Given, that's right. It's all a gift to you. It's all a gift to me. And when you receive a gift, you should send a note of thank you. So give thanks to your parents and your teachers and to patriots and public servants. Give thanks to God for making you awesome, a one-of-a-kind person that you are. And in your life, let there be no thanksgiving without seizing the opportunity to give back. Pay it back, pay it forward. You have been blessed, but not in isolation. You've been blessed to be a blessing to others. Live your life and be known as someone who is both thankful and generous. You want to be popular? Be thankful. Be generous. Everyone wants to be around people who are thankful and generous because people who are thankful and generous are a joy to be around, and those are the people who change the world. And finally, move forward. The only way to live life is forward. The past is a place of the dead. Nothing ever changes in the past. We cannot relive days that have slipped into the history books. Move forward. Forgive. Forget. Let go. Move on. Churches that are stuck in the past do not change the world. Churches that are more interested in protecting old traditions rather than coming up with new solutions do not change the world. And the same could be said for us. So many people cannot move forward because they refuse to let go of things that tie them to the past. God said, go, Abraham, go, 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 leave it all behind, your home, your family, the Clyde Theater, leave it all behind. It will slow you down, go. Do not let fear or bigotry or prejudice or hatred keep you from moving into the future that God desires for you. You have only just begun. The story of your life is just unfolding. So treasure each day, each year, each experience, each friend, each chance meeting, and every opportunity. Your life is before you. And in the blink of an eye, the years will pass and it will be gone. This afternoon, I'll officiate at a funeral for Bill Sievers. I've officiated at 720 funerals in this place over the past 29 years. 720 funerals, 720 grieving families, 720 gravesides, 720 goodbyes. And at funerals, stories are told as human lives are remembered. Those 720 funerals have included children. A woman hit by a drunk driver as her children waited for her to come home to make dinner. A man who jumped off the Deception Pass Bridge. A teenager who died in a fiery crash. A man who was born in the 1800s, lived all the way through the 1900s, and died in 2001. The young and the old, the famous and infamous, unique people who were 99.9% the same. And I got to tell you, at these funerals, the money no longer matters. The PhDs on the wall mean nothing. Your car, your clothes, that high school sweetheart who broke your heart, none of it matters anymore. When the story of your life is told, the only questions that really matter are these. Were you loved? And did you love? Were you faithful to the vows that you chose to make in life? Was your life a blessing to others? Did you leave it better than you found it? Class of 2018, class of 2031, our confirmants, we are so proud of you. You give us hope for a brighter future. We need you, and God needs you, to change the world for the better and to change the world for good. And this is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God.